This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for November 11th, 2020. Today is Veterans Day in the United States, which has been celebrated on November 11th since the ending of World War I in 1918, when, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the armistice with Germany went into effect. Looking back in historical archives, the first annual celebration of Armistice Day in Port Townsend was noted on the front page of the Port Townsend Leader on November 11, 1919. Today marks the first anniversary of the signing of the armistice, which ended the fighting in the Great War, and Governor Hart has very properly designated the day as a legal holiday in the state, reads the Leader article from 1919. In Port Townsend, the article noted, a patriotic celebration prepared by the post of the American Legion was held at the Rose Theater. The celebration was to feature stirring numbers and a straight-out talk on Americanism by an orator of considerable reputation in the state. In 1954, Armistice Day was changed to Veterans Day and now celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans. If you're looking for a way to celebrate Veterans Day while remaining socially distant from others, head into the great outdoors. All Washington state parks have free entry today, no Discover Pass required. Washington State Parks has 12 free days this year, which apply only to day use, not overnight stays or rented facilities. Entry into the Olympic National Park is also free today in celebration of Veterans Day. In other news, the City Council came to a decision for now on the future of the Port Townsend Golf Course. The Council voted unanimously at a meeting on November 3rd to allow the City Manager to sign a 3-year lease with one of three vendors that submitted proposals to lease the golf course earlier this fall. The three vendors that submitted proposals include Port Townsend Golf Course Players Club, AA Complete Solutions, and Gabriel Tonin Golf Shops, which has managed the golf course since 2013. Now, city staff will decide which of the three will operate the golf course until 2023. The decision to go ahead with a 3-year lease gives city council members and city staff more time to plan for the future of the golf course, which has an estimated $1.2 million in capital improvement needs. While city staff reviewed proposals to lease the golf course, they also began an engagement campaign through an online survey and a few public events to ask Port Townsend residents what they think should happen with the golf course property. The majority of comments reflect the desire to retain the area as open space, but survey respondents also thought protecting critical natural resources, developing active and passive parks, and accommodating housing needs were the most important goals for the future of the golf course. Mayor Michelle Sandoval expressed hope that in the next 3 years, residents who are passionate about improving parks in this city will come together to find creative ways to fund the transformation of the space so that it can be enjoyed by all. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.